The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Beating It Up, brought to you by Prod.Lulze. In the last few episodes, I talked about finding your sound and starting out and how important it is to build your foundation as a beat maker or producer and building a foundation in the music community in general. Today, I wanted to talk about experimenting and what that means and how important it is as a producer and being a part of the music community and using experimenting to your advantage. Like mentioned before, you want to start off by trying to build your base and find your sound before you start doing anything. I feel like before you even experiment and trying new things, new crazy things and branching out, you want to have a base and a foundation of who you are as a producer, what type of content you make, what type of beats you make, what genre you want to tap into, and, you know, eventually build your experience from the base. Once you have your base and once you find your sound, you want to branch out a little bit. What I mean by branching out is maybe trying to use different sounds, different sound selection, different sound effects, different melodies, you know, maybe different drums as well. The way I tend to find inspiration in branching out and using different sounds is listening to all types of music, maybe old music, maybe brand new music that just came out, especially different genres as well. I try to, you know, branch out and see and hear what I can do differently, what people like to hear. I like to use media as a tool to see what people like to hear, what type of beats they like. And I end up trying to recreate and not only recreate, but try to mimic what other people have done and can do. That way, I can turn what their material is or their content, their beats or their sounds into my own sound and eventually building a new foundation for myself when I'm experimenting. To add on to that, in my experience, I had parents that played R&B classics back in the day when I was young, so I felt like that really helped spark some inspiration in reaching out and even sampling too. It came in handy when starting to make beats and starting to get to popping on in the music community, especially in the NorCal West Coast rap scene. And I feel like the R&B influence really defined and helped me find my taste in music and inspired me to end up using that inspiration to my advantage, especially when I experimented. Also, to piggyback on what I said, you know, don't be discouraged by having similar sounding beats as others. You know, other people like to experiment as well. You're not the only producer in the world. You're not the only beat maker in the world. So it's a lot of people that have similar sounding beats. And sometimes rappers or artists will choose their beat before yours, even though they sound similar. Don't be discouraged. It happens all the time. It's very common, especially in the rap scene, as I'm familiar to. So I see it all the time. It's not really a problem. Most people claim it as people are copying me, this, that. In reality, sometimes people just don't see your content or don't recognize your content as much as they recognize the other producer's content. It doesn't necessarily mean theirs is better than yours. And sometimes in cases, they will be better than yours. At the end of the day, it's all right. Don't be discouraged by it. It happens all the time. With that being said, you want to try to still have your signature sound. You know, you don't want to just copy everybody's sound back to back to back. Although that can be all right in some cases, some people take the defensive in the music community. Some people don't like being copied, especially producers and rappers as well. They do not take that lightly. So try to, you know, mimic what they do, mimic their content, but make it into your own sound, signature sound, if that makes sense. My signature sound comes from certain sound selection that I use in beats. I use my inspiration from a lot of NorCal producers, early in my producing experience, I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos of their tutorials. I was watching a bunch of Instagram reels about their tutorials. I was taking inspiration early and then eventually turning it into my own sound. I feel like that's a very important step to experimenting, especially when you're using other people as inspiration or other content as inspiration. Your signature sound doesn't always have to be the same with every beat. I just want people to keep that in mind and knowing that going into making beats that, you know, your signature sound is going to be what you're known for as a producer instead of just being known to make all types of different beats instead of your signature sounding beat. One thing I do want to also include is create a catchy tag so people know it's your beat. For me, I got a tag that says, "Haha, Zay, you're going up." I sampled my sister's laugh and I had my little brother say, "Zay, you're going up." And I combined it and it's really catchy. People hear it all the time and say, "Oh, Zay, this is your beat. Oh my gosh, wooty woo." I feel like, you know, that also contributes to your overall sound. If you have a bad tag or a terrible sounding tag, a bad quality tag, I feel like it just contributes negatively to your overall sound. And I feel like if you do have a good sounding tag and a good, unique, catchy tag or whatever, it will overall contribute to your sound. Also, when you're experimenting, that does not mean throw a million sounds into your beats and throwing a million different melodies into your beats. There will be no room for any artist to hop on it. There will be no room for any vocals to be on it. And artists will not be interested into the beat. Yes, artists may say the beat will sound hard or it does sound good or whatever, but it will not be usable in a song platform or a song situation. You want to make sure the beat has space, enough space for vocals to come in and for vocals to be heard and for it to be groovy. I feel like space also adds a groove to your sound. Don't get me wrong. When you experiment, you want to use sounds you haven't used before or put together a series of sounds you haven't used before, which will sound good and may sound very complex in a beat. But you also want to keep in mind that space also contributes to the sound of a beat. I feel like experimenting with space is also important. Space in a beat comes with pauses, comes with literal spaces between sounds of the beat. It'll all overall contribute to a good sounding beat. But don't get me wrong, a complex beat, a good sounding complex beat, is good to showcase what you can do. I like posting complex beats on my pages just to show that I know how to make a beat or I know I can make a certain sounding beat, especially for artists and especially for these media pages to recognize. I feel like being able to showcase and being able to showing that you can experiment with sounds is very important. I feel like being able to showcase it is a big step in your producing experience. I feel like doing so really benefits your business, your producing experience, and I feel like overall it's just going to be benefiting towards you as a producer and your business. And I hate to keep repeating myself and coming back to topics that I've talked about, but I can't stress it enough that, you know, your signature sound really just comes from inspiration. I feel like there's no real producer that really starts off with their signature sound because there's already a lot of genres out there and a lot of different subgenres out there that really are made or categorized already. So I feel like once you dive deep into what you want to do, dive deep into your bass, and then starting to branch out, I feel like that's a great way to start, or not even start, but to go about your producing experience. In addition to that, doing so, showcasing what you can do, getting your sound out there, having a particular sound, you will eventually be heard and have a group of listeners or even a group of people that just like what you do. Your content is really what matters, and your content is what all these people see and hear. I feel like once you have a group of listeners, take advantage of what your listeners like. That being said, that kind of comes into the back into the playing field of having your signature sound. I feel like what your listeners like should be your signature sound, because that is where you're going to succeed and strive in this music community. If you're doing what you like, which don't get me wrong, is still very good, but you're not really getting the views you want, or you're not really getting the eyes you want, yes, I'll encourage you to stay to it until people do like you or do like what you're doing. But you might want to move into the direction where people are at by branching out and then doing what your listeners want to hear. You don't want to make a certain type of beat that your listeners are. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You don't want to make a certain type of beat that your listeners don't want to listen to. If you're known for making West Coast beats, it should be no reason you should be making R&B beats if listeners like listening to your West Coast beats. Doing so will build a strong base and community of your following, and it'll build a strong base for your profit opportunities. I cannot stress this enough. Experimenting comes in all shapes, all ways, all different forms. It doesn't have to be strictly with music. It doesn't have to be strictly with sound selection, strictly with space and beats. It doesn't even have to do anything with beats. Experimenting could come with trying out new groups, trying out new genres, trying out to reach out, things of that nature. You know, it all comes together under not even one category, but multiple categories where you can just experiment, in which will open up a lot of opportunities for you, a lot of opportunities for many producers, collaboration, profit. You know, experimenting is just very important in a music community and as a producer. Keep that in mind. Keep going. Keep pushing and keep working. Keep learning. Keep motivated and keep inspiration. Like I said, at the end of the day, experimenting is just going to open up a whole bunch of opportunities and just overall be beneficial for yourself. With that being said, I'll be concluding this section of Beat It Up, brought to you by Prod.Lil Zay. Thank you for tapping in and thank you for listening.